Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Superstars on this stage tonight. And when I say who's out, y'all know what time it is. Who's
out? Yo, man, this is the fucking out of fucking Texas weekend, man. What's up, man?
Chilling, bro.
Who you brought up here, man? I just had a taco. I just had a burrito. I just had a chocha. Is that cool to say chocha?
I think so. I think we'd be all right.
I don't know.
What is that?
I have no idea. It just sounds like it's like Latin or Spanish or whatever.
Torta?
Or tota.
Shit,
torta?
I just had some fucking...
We got the luchador in the building.
Star luchador.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. We got the Mexican OT in here, man. Yo, I fuck with this motherfucker right here. I've been playing your shit with... You know what I like about this show? When you play a song, you don't know who the artist is.
Yeah, it's kind of like they thought Paul Wall was black.
Yeah. I know how you gonna front through his black.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my era, by the way. You know, Paul Wall's the homie. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's the people's champ right there.
I looked up to Paul Wall back in the days, but it's so funny that I played your joint with Paul Wall. Paul Wall was like the only identifiable motherfucker on it because I was like, oh shit, Paul Wall got a hit record out there. So,
right.
But I've been playing that for months, and then I realized it was you. I was like, y'all been playing this guy without even knowing that I've been playing this guy.
Yeah, sick.
And then 52 million views later, I see why niggas motherfuckers on your dick, man. I love that shit, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's all right, bro. Y'all on some old shit, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got to catch up. That's why you're here.
Yeah, I'm excited. March 1st, Texas Technician. Even that, I'm over that bullshit already, too.
Really? What was the original? What was the origins like? Was it a mixtape cut that got you popping? Like, which one was it? Like,
no, I don't know. Because like, I feel like I dropped my first music video ever, and I was like already, like it hit like 30K. I mean, which ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like a little bit. I mean, I'm from the country, cousin.
I feel like it was levels. That one you dropped was got you local, and then like Cobra was like kind of
But every
Texas,
time, yeah, every time I dropped, though, I was hitting. Yeah. It's not like I wasn't crapping out. I was hitting.
Like every time. Like
every time.
So it's good to get control of where you live first before you fucking branch out.
Correct, you need a foundation.
Yeah, that's a good look. But
yes,
you looked up to like especially like a Paul Wall. Like
I really wasn't looking up to Paul Wall. I was looking up to Big L, 50, and Busta.
See, I was gonna ask that. Like, you're from all the way out. What part of Texas are you from?
Bay City.
Yeah, Bay City. And where does Big L come into play?
I had a Mexican from Mexico with no green card show me who Big L was.
What?
Yeah.
So Mexicans was fucking with Big L back then?
Bro, Mexicans are jam fucking 3 Day Grace. You know what I'm saying? Like those Mexicans that are Mexican, we jam good music.
That is crazy. You just fucked my whole head up with that shit. You hear this shit?
I never saw that coming.
That's the last thing I would think of because, you know, I'm looking at your environment and I'm thinking, like, even where we're from, like, we looked up to, like, Jay-Z and all those guys and then Nas, and then
I wasn't a big fan of Jay-Z. I like Nas, though.
But Big L, you know, Jay-Z got a lot of his stuff from Big L.
Correct. I love Big L, though.
Okay, also, I know what you're trying to say right now.
Yeah.
You didn't say it, but you said it.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. There you go.
But you, like, where the hell were you at when all this shit was going on? Like, give me an environment of what the fuck was going on back then?
Rapping or when
yeah,
I
Yeah, like
found
rapping,
out
the whole scenario. Was it breakdancing? Was it graffiti? I don't know. What the fuck was going on?
Man, I'm for shit. I wasn't doing nothing. I was always in trouble. So, like, I was just reading or writing. Like, I became socially awkward. Like, it's cool to be antisocial now because people made that word cool. Like, fuck no. Mm. I was real life awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have social skills, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Even my fucking family, I had a huge family, never needed friends, so I didn't have friends. And then I got separated from my family because my mother passed. I moved up to Austin. Mm. I was around nobody. And then my mother was finding out that my father was, she knew he was fucking around. She found out that I knew. So now she's even more mad because I'm already fucking up. Then she's taking her anger out on me about that too. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So like, I just got dealt the ugly stick on every situation I've ever had. That's why I don't even know how the fuck I'm here talking to you right now, bro.
It's gangster, dog. I'm just happy that we're together, man. I love the organic, you know, that star shit, whatever, the stars aligning, that shit is real.
It's real, bro, you know what I'm saying? And my father always preached to me growing up, son, I don't give a fuck if you're a failure or you know, successful. Just be a good person. And being a good person has got me far. I treat the janitor just like he fucking owned the building.
This guy's like me, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you never know, the janitor could be president of fucking some company you like never 3 know. Years down the line.
Just because he's serving my fries right now, don't mean he's not finna own this motherfucker one day.
And you need sponsorship or ad money from this company now. Everywhere. This is the guy that you dissed 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you look crazy. Like,
exactly.
Oh, shit.
You never know, bro. Time is just going to throw curveballs, knuckleballs. It's never a straight, fast pitch.
Jesus Christ. And then the stars aligned you to link up with Johnny Dang, which is another great friend of mine, 20 years in.
Johnny Cool.
Like, the teeth, I see you didn't waste no time. Did you get it immediate upon meeting this cat? Like, did he hook up everybody?
I had a grill way before I was even known.
Yeah. Yeah, his shit was blinging since day one.
Yeah, I had invisible set. Now I got, I had honeycomb. Now I got invisible set. Shout out Paul, actually. He did these for me. I got blue and yellow diamonds in there on my sweet tooth.
Looks crazy.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Now, that don't even look like a Sharpstown grill. That looked like you went to the new spot.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, well, shout out Riff Raff, though. You know, he was over there in Sharpstown.
That's my guy.
Yeah, shout out Riff, man.
is it cool to ask how much that shit is? Like 100 racks or something like that?
Nah, these were 30.
Damn.
But that's like pretty about as expensive you can get with a grill. Now, if you're doing anything else, you're like... you're doing some shit. Yeah, if you're spending like over 30, because like 30, like these are flawless 10 on 10 invisible set, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you like, I'm sure like, what's homeboy's name? Was it Quavo? Which one of the Migos that got that fucking, the chandelier?
Quavo.
Wow.
Yeah, Quavo like did. That, I'm sure that was some money, but that's because like, that's extra work. Like that's some shit he got to do.
I mean, I'm out here in Cali. When you eat Mexican food with teeth like that, you got to take your shit out. Like, what the fuck? Like, does it like get in there? Like,
you know what I'm saying? You can eat with them in or take them out. I take them out though.
So why was it like pepper going there? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some sick flossing.
I go like, they treat me good though. I go over there and treat them good. So whenever they clean my shit, they go above and beyond.
When Drody getting your shit? When you get your shit done, man?
It's See, already in the making. Paul did his mold.
Coming soon, man.
Really?
Shout out Paul Wall. Yeah,
he you got your name in there? Like, what you got?
Nah,
your girl got, face on the corner?
I just want just all diamonds in that hoe, just regular.
Yeah. Paul did your actual your actual grill, didn't
he? The mold, he did the mold himself. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's love. I don't never see him do too many people's molds.
Nah,
so.
Yeah,
I know he love y'all.
Legendary.
Yeah, bro, he called it like he loved me, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for that shit. You know what I'm saying? He even told me, he was like, bro, it's getting to the point I got so many plaques, we giving those motherfuckers away. He said, this one right here, he said, this one means something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
How did that relationship foster? Was it because he seen you or you reached out?
I guess he already knew of me. Mm-hmm. And then my buddy B-Don was like, hey, you trying to do a song with Mexican OT? And he was like, what the fuck? Hell yeah. I thought he was going to charge me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
really?
Like, motherfucker, you the people's champ. Fuck I'm going to charge you for?
Yeah.
You Paul Wallach and who?
And look what happened, man.
Paul Wallach.
You Paul Wallach.
We got to get you at a U of H game, man. We number one in the country now.
U of
basketball.
H game.
Yeah, so we gotta set something up, man. Damn. Perform or something.
Do something, man. Shit. You know? I've been waiting, baby. I just finally got my own mural up in the city, too. Somebody just painted me on a big-ass wall.
In Bay City?
Nah, in Houston.
Oh, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Wow, man. I mean, you've had a lot of Acme situations. You've been up in the mountain. I mean, seeing, like, the actual, like, Houston Astros put you on the Instagram, like your song is like the fucking, you go to the stadium now. You know, that's like a dream for a lot of artists to hear their song at like state, like baseball.
Performing halftime for the Texans game, you know what I'm saying? Like the shit was cool. Yeah.
Did that help streams? Because usually we see people.
I don't give a fuck. I don't even know how many followers I got on Instagram. I don't fuck with that shit.
Gotcha.
What? No, for fucking what? I'm doing music. Not
really
worth it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about that
anti-social
shit, bro.
Like a motherfucker.
God didn't even create you to give a fuck about what the world thinks. Yeah. You're only supposed to give a fuck about your brother, what your brothers and sisters think, your parents, your grandparents. Mm. Like, even once it gets a third cousin, it's like, fuck them. I don't fucking know you.
Yo, you need to do a song Post Malone, man. You and him exactly the same.
You think so?
Yeah, exactly the same.
Shout out Post.
I'm putting
in one of my new songs, I say, I'll be stepping in some mob. Some a country boy like Post Malone. Yeah. I'll be stepping in some all black ostrich. I'll be sipping on codeine coffee.
That's tough. Yo, I'll fuck with you, man. The baby, the music video came out. I see you did the Pulp Fiction scene. Yeah. Whose idea was that?
Yeah, my boy D Green. He's somewhere in here. It was D Green idea. And,
that was a lot of fun, right? Fuck with the baby. He loves doing those kind of conceptual joints.
I'm excited about the Money Bag one because that was my mind. That all came from my mental. I direct a lot of my shit, you know what I'm saying? Dorian just kind of went crazy on that one, you know what I'm saying? But as I'm writing my lyrics, the video's already being made. It's like all a one-stop. Oh, shit. It's a one-stop. It's all a one, like a one-stop shop. Like the lyrics are being made, the fucking video's being made in my head, you know what I'm saying? And
so you think about everything ahead, like, you know,
all at once.
Rolling Loud's coming up. You already, like, got the song even ready for performances. Like, you're like,
well, I have my set ready. You know what I'm saying? And really, I don't even have a set. I kind of just go off my fans because I'm when it comes to my fans, I'm so interactive with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, what the fuck you fuckheads want to hear? You know what I'm saying? And they tell me, and that's what I play. I had this one motherfucker. He was like, bro, I'm like your biggest fan ever. I love you, bro. I've been listening to you since you first came out. And I'm like, damn, for real? What's the first song? He's like, Johnny Dang. And I was you're fucking fired.
I mean, it's 52 million, man. You can't get away from that, man.
Johnny Dang ain't shit compared to what I got, bro.
Yeah, I know, but 52 million is like more than some countries. Like, you have people from overseas. Did you do the UK yet? Did you go to Australia?
I was supposed to go, but something.
Japan.
I was supposed to go to Berlin and London on this run right here, mm-hmm. but I just had some stuff that I got going on. I can't really be far from home right now.
Okay, cool. Mm.
Yeah.
Joey, explain this relationship here. Like, how you guys linked up, man? Y'all shot somebody together. Y'all dancing.
We were in
chicks.
Love at first sight.
No. Oh, wow. It's normal now. It's normal now.
He says normal now. Yeah. Nah.
I never saw Mexican love before. I don't know. Like, you know,
Mexican love. It's
feed a nigga a tattoo or something. That's a taco. Feed a nigga a taco. You know what I'm saying? You want me to get you a burrito?
Yeah, nah, I'm cool.
All right. I love you too, man. I can't love you, man?
But I don't want you feeding me either.
I'll give you a burrito. You know what I'm saying? Do you compare yourself to other idiots out there too? Do you see what's going on? Mm-hmm. Or you in your own world?
He said other idiots out there too.
I'm tired of it, man. It's like,
I'll laugh at rappers, bro. Like, they funny to me.
Nah, I fuck with you.
I'll be seeing them and they be all fucked up on drugs and they're all like,
yeah, that's
and they think they gonna kill something. Bitch, I'll fuck you all night, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, look, Mike Tyson over here. Tough. Man. This guy, man. This guy's a fucking maniac, yo.
Tell me, bro. I'm trying to say, like, you think you a killer, and bro, look at you. I don't even got to do nothing to you. I'll just dig in your pockets right now, and you'll never know.
Does it feel good to be in the DNA of, like, the kids out there instead of, like, being, like, this gimmick with one hit? You've done your homework. You've been out for years. If that's a difference of, like, having a one hit, and you got to, like, really live up to it on the next go-round.
People were calling me a one-hit wonder, and then I'm in my mind, I'm like, that's fucking crazy, because in my mind, it's crazy how people can only make one good song. You know what I'm saying?
And live off that one shit, but then you look like a dick when you can't do part two, part three.
Fucking
I don't want to diss anybody out there. I'm saying this.
Nah, but they're there.
Yeah.
Like, we all thought that. I don't even remember Homeboy's name, but the snapbacks and tattoos, like, I thought he was finna be Drake. You know what I'm saying? You can't even think of his name. Don't even try.
That's crazy.
Don't even try.
I know the line.
I like this guy, man.
Yeah.
I love
him. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As a second Houstonian, we all want to know, we seen the song with Big X the Plug.
Uh-huh.
Do you have more Houston features in
the future?
I love
that guy, by the way.
Big, yeah. I love that song with Big X the Plug, but can we see?
Which one? Hitless.
Hitless.
Because I got another one called Texas with him.
I like, see, but y'all don't miss together, so as a fan, we like, yo, are we going to get an album together, a mixtape together, or are we going to get more songs from other Houston artists? Are they reaching out?
He crossed over to where I'm at, so I'm starting to fuck with him now, too. I know I'm late.
I really want to fuck with Griselda and them out there, because, like, that's the music that I want to do.
Ooh-wee.
But I have to give them that Texas bounce, you know, and that's what they like, so I'm like, fuck
yo, can you get Benny the Butcher on your beat?
Yeah, me and Benny fuck with each other. I hit him up in the DMs, and, you know, I was like, send me something, I fuck with you. He was like, bet, you know. And I was like, if you got something, send it to me too, you know, just introduction. Nothing crazy, you
what?
Know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Because yeah. that's that shit that made me an animal, bro. Yeah. Busta Rhymes, Big L, and 50 are like pioneers of me, who I am. You know what I'm saying? Every movie I watched, every video game I played, every rapper I was listening to was all out there.
Was Many Men like one of your top joints? Because
I was playing Bulletproof. I had the G-Unit shoes, G-Unit pants, some muscle shirts. I had the G-Unit hats.
Well, you were playing that. Did you play with me?
I'm going, bro, let me find you pictures, bro. Because okay. I was in G-Unit.
Official member.
I was an official member.
Relax.
But, yeah, I hate my character in that game because I die like in 10 seconds.
Bro, you didn't have no like skill level
at the beginning of the game.
No, in the beginning, I was in the first one. I was gonna say,
I thought it was Yayo. Yayo got
no. I was bootlegging the mixtapes in the first one.
Are we talking about Bulletproof?
yeah. But the one, I was in the one in the sand. Like,
Blood on the Sand.
Blood on the Sand. Yeah. So Young Buck got fucking fired or whatever. So they just threw me in because Young Buck wasn't there. So thank you, Young Buck. I'm in the game because of you.
Thank you for fucking up.
Yeah, I thanked him already. You know. I'm saying? Yeah, crazy. But I always die, man, quick at that shit, man. But that's crazy. You had the original Bulletproof, man. That was the.
I had it on PS2.
Nah, that was the shit for sure.
That's crazy, man. You guys got me like looking at like shit in a different way.
I was even playing.
That's how far that shit reached.
I was playing,
bro,
for
we down south Texas, down south in Texas too. Not even on the top of Texas.
Yeah, southeast. So we ride that 10-15 minutes from Gulf of Mexico.
You can tell y'all students though this.
Yeah. But I remember when Get Rich or Die Trying came out. I spray painted a little plastic BB gun all black. Walking through the store
now. In the mirror like this.
You spray painted that shit. That's hard, yo, right there.
I gotta find my G-Unit Reeboks.
No, I gotta find this picture, bro. I was in all of it, you know, and then my mama, she like black boys, so like she was into 50 like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh really?
So it was really in our house.
Oh wow. That's crazy.
That's the first CD I bought was that Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh shit, man!
I bought the whole bootleg in Mexico, 3 for $10.
It's funny that you guys fuck with us over here before you go, but we used to sweat like Paul Wall, Mike Jones, Pimp C, Bun B, like Lil Flip, like, you know, where were you guys at? Y'all didn't really like.
Nah, we was okay. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, I want to make this clear because we fuck with those guys and we were like deep in Queens and Brooklyn.
You didn't even say zero. Yeah. Piss me off, you ain't say zero.
Oh, my bad. Zero.
He wasn't part of that Houston wave, though. I know what you're talking about, that 04, 05 shit.
Yeah, like DJ Screw, shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was crazy.
That's lit, man. Yeah, Slim Thug, you know, I did a lot of those mixes, like Chameleon Air. Like
I remember 50 Cent shout him out. That song to me, it was big because that was my two favorite rappers, 50 Cent and Slim Thug, and it was on that "I Know You Don't Love Me" song. He said, "You don't have to sing with Slim Thug's in time." I was like, "What? You know who Slim Thug is?"
Bro, everybody knows Slim Thug.
Nah, then when I got older,
had a
like,
song with Beyonce.
And Jay-Z.
Like, oh, he 50 fuck with Slim Thug. Like, that's what's up.
CJ. Bro, of course, I feel like all ballers fuck with ballers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hustlers, bro. Like, you could tell hustlers.
Yeah, hustlers.
I got one question, though. What happened to Chingo Bling? Is he like.
I mean, bro, like, honestly, he came out as a joke to us.
Really?
Yeah, like his songs were funny.
You're teaching me right now.
He would remix. Like, he took that "I'm in love with a stripper mate," "I'm in love with your sister." He took the that, what's the name? That one song he made, "The Paletero Man." Instead of the, I forgot what song it was, but it was just like funny remixes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was a joke to us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. I met him a few times. He had the Nike cowboy boots. He had the hat.
Bro, he ain't make nobody try to be no cowboy.
I mean, we wasn't dressing like that down there. It was like, you know what I'm saying?
That's,
like, it was funny.
That's
like,
what we're learning.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't wear that shit.
Yeah, but,
but like we said, we was wearing G-Unit shoes, Air Forces, Jordans. Yeah. Like, man, we weren't wearing no Nike boots or the foot.
Yeah.
And you're into wrestling? I heard you got a mass tat on your hand or something. Like, you know, I'm into like AEW and shit like that. See,
I got this one.
Luchador.
Oh wow! Oh, so he really is into wrestling. Yeah. Holy shit!
This motherfucker's a character right here, bro. You can put him in a video game.
Yo, that's hard, yo. Fuck you from Texas. I like that.
Fuck you, I'm from Texas.
A real one.
That should be an album cover.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I did the album, like. this originally was gonna be it, but then I was like, nah, I need to tat it on me. It was just a huge moment in my life, you know. So yeah, I fucking blasted it. I was a huge fan of Machete too, and the way he has Shorty on his chest, it was like it just fit perfect. Like,
did you see the restaurant we passed it on the way here?
Yeah, I did see it. That shit was cool. I gotta find this, bro. I'm searching.
What you looking for?
You look for it, man.
Picture of me in the fucking G Unit.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club.
Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before we go, like, we know a lot of, like, you know, stigmas and fucking stereotypes on Mexicans. There's something that we just, they don't tell us, like, we need to know. Like, what's different about being Mexican, like, that we just don't get promoted, besides the norm? Like, one thing that, I wish they knew this, but they just
I
don't
never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Me either.
It's always, like, the tacos. It's always, like, the gang shit. It's always, like, the tats, the jail, the songs, or it's just, it is what it is.
Nah, I feel like it's not even that. It's not even what people be saying. I don't know. I feel like I'm a regular motherfucker besides, like, let me think, shit that made me Mexican.
Is there any other type of food that I don't know about, man? It's always, like, the same shit all the time.
Tacos, fajitas.
Is there, like, a Mexican spaghetti out there that I don't know about?
Mexican spaghetti, yeah.
What's it called?
Mexican spaghetti kind of, like, probably would be, like, fucking, like, fideo. You know, that's our type of noodles. Fideo with, like...
Fideo.
With some taco. With, like, hamburger meat in it and shit and some potatoes.
Like,
our soup. Yeah. Our noodles. Or the little estrellitas, the little star.
Bro, my grandma couldn't cook for shit, so she made that every day, right? Hey, listen, this motherfucker couldn't cook for shit. She'd make enchiladas and I'd go to the kitchen and put A1 sauce on that motherfucker.
Hell no. You know, that's funny as fuck.
Shit.
Well, to us, the top Mexican records out there, when I DJ and I do Vegas, I got run residencies in Hakkasan and shit like that. I always go with, what's that? Ella Baila. So that's like
the Baila,
you know what,
Sola.
You know what I think makes a good
that's
DJ?
That's new
shit,
Mexican shit.
That shit hard.
Yeah,
you know what I think makes
hard.
A good DJ?
So can you tell me, like, a record I need to be on that I could take over, like...
Man, right now, in your life, I feel like any Peso Pluma, fucking Fuerza de Hila type shit gonna go crazy, but... Old Mexican shit, like, I don't know. I'm from Texas, so it was big to me, but I feel like she big everywhere. Selena, you play some Selena shit.
It's
usually
over.
Mexicans go like,
did you cry when she passed away? I cried.
Nah, so she died the year I was born, 95.
Oh,
so
my
mom was damning the shit out of her though when I was a kid my whole life, so I fucked with
her.
Damn,
I was
she
born.
Was born where I was born, Lake Jackson.
Why is that? I cried at La Bamba. I cried at that too. Everybody cried in that theater. We were all in, like, gangsters was crying, yo.
Yeah, nah.
You never cried at La Bamba?
I've never seen it.
You need to see La Bamba and have a good cry today before you go, man.
Bro,
he's like, what?
That's like
you
a black dude. Not, that's like a black dude not seeing Boys in the Hood.
See, that's the thing. You asked the wrong Mexican to shit about Mexican because I be like so my own person, bro. Like I don't really fit into too many categories. Like I don't like a lot of like
that's cool, man.
The Mexican shit and like I grew up in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit. That's he has fine. The G in the joint. Oh, look. This is.
I even had the chain. It was on the shirt. I'm trying to tell you, I'm a real life member. G, you know. Look at that. Hey, listen to him.
Sweatpants.
That was the
4X. Everything.
That was the 4X era.
Yeah. Hey.
I ain't going to front. You had the fly shirt, too.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I remember when people,
I had the muscle shirts, too. The muscle shirts.
With
that,
the stripes.
Yeah.
Nah, come on, man.
Yeah.
The white beater. The G unit white beater.
I had all of it. I had all of it.
The G unit white beater.
Yes. Hey, and I said G unit on the chest.
You got to send me that photo, man.
I remember people were talking about G, you not. Bro, that shit pissed me off, bro.
Nah,
no,
don't even send it to him. It's
shit.
Sitting in his DMs. He gonna see it one day.
I'll send it to him right now.
Nah,
baby.
Fuck that. He gonna see it one day.
Tell 50 Cent right, they got to put us on the next BMF season, man.
Word up. Y'all
they need some Mexican plugs in that hoe.
Kill off all the main stars. Like, y'all take over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.